Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. The morning fog will be heavy at times, eventually giving way to just cloudy skies. We'll have a high near 40 degrees. Kenosha right now, 36. 34 in Burlington. Milwaukee is 39. 37 degrees in Racine. A dense fog advisory in effect till about 8 o'clock or so this morning for all of southeast Wisconsin. Dense fog extending all the way to Madison this morning. Drive carefully. A Kenosha police officer, situation involving a personal problem, got him put into the Racine County Jail over the weekend. He was on duty at the time. 29-year-old Kendall West, taken into custody after an altercation over an undisclosed issue. He's facing a possible charge of reckless endangerment of safety. The Racine County Sheriff's Department got called in to investigate the incident at the request of Kenosha Police. Their chief, Daniel Maskinis, put out a statement that noted the actions of this officer were in no way connected to his official duties and run contrary to our mission. The statement goes on to say, quote, I understand that personal problems are something we all deal with, and I support the officer in that regard. However, as chief, if the allegations are correct, I cannot condone his manner of dealing with them, unquote. The new homeless shelter in Racine was opened up on the 1st of November by a nonprofit group called Segway. It's at the Dominic Drive building and used to house the Lincoln Lutheran offices. The co-founder is Warren Williams, pastor of Living Faith Lutheran Church. He talked to our partners at Gateway Public Radio about the operation, says they do not turn away people with substance abuse or mental health issues, and in recent weeks they've been hosting between 25 and 30 people, mostly men, but also single women and families with children.
Our biggest issues are alcohol, other drugs, mental illness, and then a scattering of other things, all associated with poverty.
A $40,000 Racine County grant, as you know, is covering the new shelter's rent through the end of March. After that, let's hope that a long-term plan will be closer to reality. In Madison, the mayor there, Paul Soglin, still trying to stop homeless people from sleeping on downtown sidewalks during the daytime. The Wisconsin State Journal says he's reintroducing a proposal that would allow police to ticket anybody sleeping on the sidewalks in the Central Business District between 7 in the morning and 10 o'clock at night. The city council there voted down a similar measure back in September. UW-Madison freshman Megan Casey is still missing. She was among the six feared dead when a private plane crashed into Lake Erie near Cleveland last week. She was returning home with her father after attending a Cavaliers game, along with four neighbors from the Columbus, Ohio area. A computer glitch affected customs and border protection systems, and that created a travel nightmare at airports nationwide for 4 hours Monday. Left a lot of disgruntled passengers.
Almost 4 hours, yeah.
International travelers wading through a sea of fellow passengers amid massive lines at airports nationwide.
We got to customs and we were told that the computers were down.
Computer systems were down across the country. Customs and Border Protection blaming an outage that it says affected processing systems. CBP says customs officers maintained security standards while processing travelers through, quote, alternative procedures. And that, quote, there is no indication that the service disruption was malicious in nature. After 4 hours, all affected airports were reportedly back online. I'm Reed Binion.
Big win for the Wisconsin Badgers. They were eighth ranked in the country going into the Cotton Bowl Classic at AT&T Stadium. They knocked off 15th rated Western Michigan by a score of 24-16.
Nothing happened was surprising. You know, knew they were a good team and had some guys that are unbelievably talented and thought that it was going to be one of those games where you got to play four plus quarters. Big swing of momentum with the pick TJ had and then able to capitalize on it, but kind of fitting. You know, this game probably was a pretty good microcosm of how our season was.
Badgers coach Paul Crist, their team ending up at 11-3 on the season. Packers, meanwhile, off that victory over the Lions to get into the NFL playoffs. Well, they'd actually been in before that, but they get to prepare now for the New York Giants at Lambeau Field. They've won six straight games.
You have to get your guys ready, and really we got to sort through some things because I probably won't know for a couple days really how this is going to sort out because of the number of injuries that we had.
And the focus is going to be on those players with the injuries from the Lions game and their status for Sunday. Racine Common Council normally meets the first Tuesday of the month. Will not be doing so this evening. Apparently a lack of business that needs attention or just items that don't have a time-sensitive stamp to them. Committee meetings will resume next week. Then the full council's first meeting of the year will be January 17th. The Kenosha City Council meeting that's normally held the first Monday night of the month, that will be taking place tomorrow night because Monday, of course, was considered a holiday. That agenda, by the way, includes a zoning change for a large medical complex along the West Frontage Road near 60th Street. The Burlington Common Council, they remain on a regular schedule for tonight, regular business meeting. That'll follow a 6:30 p.m. Committee of the Whole session, agenda discussion for only discussion purposes, the downtown parking analysis, and the city employee handbook. Both are to be voted on at the meeting on the 17th. 2017 expected to include a revamping of sorts for Racine's Belle Urban System. Bus operations going to get a rebranding by Milwaukee marketing firm Two Story. That'll put forth some designs. They did that recently and got some very positive reviews from the city's Transit and Parking Commission. The director of Transit and Parking in Racine is Mike Marley. He explained that the new image and the brand still about riding the bus. However, it's ride with a letter Y in it.
It's a verb. It's action-oriented. It has a modern appeal. You can liken it to services like Uber and Lyft. And it kind of builds on our existing system in the sense that, you know, it's ride the bus.
The new branding might even tie in, he said, to the city's planning process with bicycles and pedestrians.
And ride could have a tie-in with bicycling and walking. It could be that whole sort of multimodal lifestyle. You know, we could put in the plan that there will be some bike racks at buses, so some people that, you know, want to ride their bike to the bus stop and lock it up and get on the bus.
Meanwhile, he indicated Two Story, the marketing company, they've done some pretty impressive work, including for the Milwaukee Brewers. Rebranding of Racine's Belle Urban System might start to show up in March or April. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscasts throughout the day. Go into the local news section to find them. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.